Welcome to the Hall of Fame Podcast, hosted by Ken Miller, the president of State Wheel Logistics, and brought to you by One Truck America. That's onetruck.us. We have a great episode coming. This episode is about big truck racing, and we have Mike Morgan coming in to talk to you about the big truck racing. Big truck racing, as in big rig racing, has been around for about 10 years. They have four races scheduled this year. We'll go into depth in that. The first one is at the Salem Speedway in Indiana on June 22nd. This is going to be exciting, fellas. Welcome to the Hall of Fame. This is the Hall of Fame Podcast. We're bringing America Big Truck Racing. And the first race is June 22nd in Salem. And One Truck America will be there. I'm going to let you kick it off and go ahead and introduce yourself. Go ahead.
I'm 88 Mike, racing American Big Rig Race Series. We're going to be racing up at Salem, Indiana on June 22nd. We're going to have anywhere from 15 to 18 semi-trucks on the high banks of Salem, which is a half-mile circle track on asphalt. We'll do about 120 plus miles an hour with, 14,000 pound truck.
All right. Hey, can you tell me, I've been in trucking since 1999, and I did not know myself that there was a racing series. How long has it been around?
We've had racing back in the United States for about 10 years now.
Okay.
It's gone through a couple different forms of owners, and we've started out road course racing the first 2 years, a lot like over in Europe.
Yep.
And then we went to circle track racing pretty quickly, and we've gone through several different owners and operations of situations. And for the last year and a half, we've been in what's called American Big Rig Racing.
Yeah, I like it. So listen, I hear you. So you guys have four races. So let's tell me a little bit about each track. Because next you go on the 29th down to North Carolina Hickory. Motor Speedway. Tell me about that one.
Hickory, yeah, that's a pretty historical little racetrack over there. It's another half mile. Asphalt, a little flatter, less banked. It's right over there in the heart of North Carolina. And that's a very fast track. A lot of fun, a lot of history there. We'll have a good time over there also. Same situation, a lot closer to a lot of our other trucks.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be a hell of a damn race.
Looking forward. And next, after that, you go to South Carolina. Tell me a little bit about
Traveler's Rest.
Traveler's Rest, yes.
On dirt. Really? Dirt, yes, sir.
So, yep. Do you use different tires on dirt?
Some of us guys siphon the tires. We do a little bit of different things to the truck, a little different setups. Everything gets dirty, and we spend a lot of time cleaning when we get home.
All right, tell me about the last race in West Virginia.
West Virginia, Beckley, new guy on the roster. We have not been there. 3/8 mile, Beckley. New Hope, West Virginia. Met this guy earlier this year. Going to be a Randy Kinder as the new owner of the track up there. He's all excited about having us up there, and it is another dirt track. I'm hopefully going to head up there this weekend. They got some sprint car racing up there this weekend. We're going to go up there, and I want to see the track for myself.
Okay.
We're going to have another potentially 15 to 18 trucks on the 3/8 mile dirt track.
All right, so tell me, so you have 18 guys roughly racing, 18 trucks racing. Give me an idea. What leads someone into this? Are these people regular truck drivers that also race? Or are they retired truck drivers that are racing now? How does someone become a truck racer and join your league?
I think it comes out of being living in America, in the South, and being a truck driver your whole life. We got all kinds of different people in this series. We got guys that haul coal for a living. Most of Jupiter, these guys are almost all truck drivers. They drive for a living, and it's nice to be able to get out of your normal day to 9-to-5 job and do things with a truck that you're not supposed to do. You can get all your frustrations out on track. Hopefully not with me, but we can go out, have a good time on the track, race the semi trucks, I'm a technician. I've been working for Mack for 27 years, so I'm not necessarily a truck driver, but I've been in the industry my entire life, so same situation. We all come from different backgrounds, some of racing, some of not. We got one guy who is from over in Hungary. He has a truck that is primarily a Europe-based setup. He's very smart in what he does, and he's worked around a lot of the truck racing stuff over in another country for quite some time. Okay. He's been over here racing with us for about 10 years.
I like it. That sounds like when I was in the military. We used to tear the equipment up doing some races we probably shouldn't have been doing back in the military. I was in Fayetteville, North Carolina for a little bit, so you'll know that.
Yeah, we tear stuff up sometimes. We'll knock sheet metal off the trucks and, you know, pump and run, bend fenders in a little bit, you know. And then, of course, we got diesel smoke and train horns. I mean, you can't knock it. It's big truck.
All right, so tell me about the Mack Vader. Did I get that right? Your truck, Mack Vader. Tell me about
Mack
that.
Vader.
Yes.
It's become of its own little thing. It's the truck itself has been racing for over 10 years. It's been all across this country from one end to another. We've done exhibition with this truck. We do drift events, top speed challenge events. I've autocrossed this thing. It's been in all kinds of different truck and car shows over the years. A lot of people have recognized the truck for the dumb stuff I do with it, I guess. Outside of the truck racing, you know, we do the truck racing's a whole nother situation in itself there, circle track racing and everything else. But then on a weekend, you know, we're at a car show and they're doing a drift event, you know, they're like, hey, Mike, come on down here and show these guys how to do this with a big truck. And I'm like, all right, I'll be down there in a few minutes and we'll go kill a set of tires.
I love it. So as this goes, this podcast is going to go out, and I know one truck is coming down to your first event in Salem to cover it. You're going to get some interest from people that want to enter the sport. I mean, who should they go to your webpage? How should they contact you in order? Let's just say someone says, man, I have a truck. I used to be a truck driver. I now own my truck. I fixed it up. I'd like to race it. How do they go about doing that? Who should they contact? You?
Well, first, I need to make contact with us. You know, basically, the first thing I'll do is come to a few races, catch us, talk to us, check out the trucks, and actually see if this is something you really think you want to get into.
Perfect.
We also sometimes have trucks that we have slip seat drivers in. So it's maybe a situation where if you actually know how to race decent enough, we may be able to put you in a truck for a couple qualifying laps with somebody else in the truck maybe. Yeah. There's a lot of different options out there. Yeah. I have a passenger seat in my truck. You know, I can give you a pretty good feel for what it's like to ride around a truck track at 120 mile an hour. You know, it's not for the faint-hearted. You know, a lot of these tracks aren't smooth. I mean, if your back is sore and you're getting a little older up in age like me, you know, it hurts when it's done and over with at the end of the day. It's not as much fun as you think. We don't have air ride seats in these trucks.
All right, so how many of these actual races, I know the league may have changed names, changed owners over the time, how many of these races have you done, these sanctioned races, have you drove it, roughly, could you tell me?
How many I have over
the years? You personally, yeah.
Oh, man, I have no idea, a whole lot.
Over 100.
A lot.
All right, over 100.
I probably averaged about 10 races a year times 10 years. I mean, there's at least 100 races, you know, I would say there. Go online and look up Mack Vader and you had to show up.
I looked you up. I looked you up before I got on here. Very good stuff. Very good stuff. Well, how many of the four you think you'll win this year? How many of the four races you think you'll win this year?
Oh, I like to win them all, but, you know, it's kind of gotten down to the point I'm actually, you know, working on trying to run the series, this race deal, and keep everything put together. The things that I would have normally done with the truck, maintenance-wise every year, I haven't done this last year. So maybe it's not as fast as some of the other trucks, maybe, but it's not saying that they can't always pull an ace out in the last lap. Just never underestimate Mack Vader. Mack Vader's always going to be somewhere towards the front at the end of a race.
And having 100 races under your belt, the skill counts. The skill counts for something. You don't necessarily have to have the best truck. So you've been doing it for a while. Well, that's amazing. Well, what do you want our viewers to know about truck racing or anything coming up about your truck, your webpage? I mean, and we you know, just tell us anything you want our viewers to know. So if our viewers want to come to a race or things of that nature, how do they do that? So you tell me anything you want me to the viewers to know about attending. Let's just go with Salem. I mean, we have the one in Salem on the 22nd. So if someone says, man, I want to come down to attend that, is there a ticket price? Do they just show up? How do they go about that?
First, just go to the Salem website, Salem Speedway, and ask the question right there. The closer it gets to the race, we'll post more information about the race and whether or not we can pre-ticket sales. A lot of times we have pre-ticket sales on this. Sometimes it's about 2 to 3 weeks out on the race when they'll start doing that. So that'll be real soon. And details on that, usually a lot of times we'll show up, I think, somewhere around 2 or 3 in the afternoon. I think the gates open. We usually have a lot of different things going on throughout the day. So we do a nice little meet and greet down there on pit road. We have a little pit party with the guys and gals and kids and everybody. We sign autographs. We'll have a qualifying, we'll heat races, and then we'll have a main at the end of the night. We may have some other stuff going on there throughout the night also. We always got some other things potentially coming up that would be very interesting for the truck drivers at heart.
So they could make a weekend out of this. This could be like, that's a weekend. Okay. Well, that's amazing. I mean, that's really all I have. I just wanted to introduce truck racing to our community. I want to make sure that the drivers that watch us have an opportunity to come down and watch, and those that want to participate, now they know how to do it. In closing, is there anything else you want to say? Anything else you want to get across to our viewers?
Just thank you for giving me the opportunity to come out and hang out with you here on the live stream today here and get a chit chat with you and shout us out for American Big Rig Racing. Make sure that your fans will stop by our site, American Big Rig Racing, and check out all our media outlets, and find us at a race this coming year. Can't make it this year, find us at a car show somewhere along the way. We do a lot of different things in that nature. Maybe a PRI later this year. We'll see. I'm not sure what's going on with the rest of the season. We have another 3 or 4 potential races later this year that we haven't announced yet. We're working on things. It's constantly evolving. But come check us out. You won't be disappointed.
All right. You heard it there first. All right. Well, thank you for coming on, and thank you for taking the time to be with the Hall of Fame podcast. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Thank you.
What a great conversation. I loved it. American Big Rig Racing. Who would have thought? Amazing stuff from Mike Morgan. I just want to remind you guys, there are 4 races this year. So there's probably another 3 that they may add. But the first one is June 22nd and the Salem Speedway in Indiana. One Truck America will be there. They're going to gather content, take pictures, and it will be posted a week later on their website. Thank you for joining the Hall of Fame.